Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You hear that music, you know exactly who's going to be joining us right now. And it's going to be Ben White joining us on the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Ben, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, Mitch, good to be with you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. JP ran the practice. He said he'll be back shortly, so hopefully he'll come before you get off. But
No worries. Happy to chat with you.
The merger in golf. How lucrative can this thing be?
Well, obviously, very lucrative. I mean, I think PGA basically got put in a position where they had no choice. It's not really a good look for them, given some of the things they said about the Saudis and the Saudi wealth fund. And I think they didn't want this outcome to be what wound up happening. But, you know, the number of players that were jumping over, the amount of money they were paying them to play in these events, their own product was in danger of being diluted to the point where they really didn't have any choice. So, you know, they jumped in bed with arguably somebody they didn't really want to, but to survive, kind of a necessary thing. And it's going to be lucrative for them and for everybody involved, pretty much.
There's been a lot of talk that it's a deal with the PIF and not necessarily LIV. And these guys signed these contracts. And with this thing moving forward, they may not, like, we all thought they were getting upfront money guaranteed. Well, now you're starting to hear little tidbits that that's not the case. And Phil Mickelson actually got the $100 million, but he didn't get the other $100. And if this deal was to go through, he may not get that other $100. So is it a good deal for the guys that left or not?
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like it the way you describe it. I mean, I'm not going to shed that many tears for Phil Mickelson getting $100 million instead of $200 million. And obviously they offered, what was it, $800 million to Tiger that he didn't take. It's a question of, you know, the language in the deals that they signed with LIV when they jumped, how much was guaranteed, how much wasn't. I'm sure that, you know, the lawyers have been through all that and they're not going to take money away from people that they could get sued over. But if, you know, they had some advance payments and then further money was dependent on events, yeah, it could wind up that some people who took giant checks won't get all of those checks that they thought they were going to get. So maybe not entirely a great deal for the Mickelsons of the world.
Do you think that this, like, I mean, everyone, you see the Saudis are trying to come into this. JP mentioned this where he thinks because they've got so many electric cars out there, the Saudis may feel that they have to diversify their investments. Mm-hmm. Do you see them jumping into other American sports?
I would not surprise me, and it's true that they see the future of fossil fuels and their source of incredible wealth threatened over the longer term. It's really not for, you know, decades, and they have plenty of money piled up. But, yeah, they are obviously looking to diversify away from oil as the sole source of revenue into other sports. They could try. I don't know the extent to which they'll be, you know, welcomed into places like the NFL or MLB or anything else. Golf is something that could really deal with individual players on ways that you can't with teams and organizations like those. So, you know, soccer maybe. I think there are other opportunities, but I don't think you're going to see something on this scale anytime soon. But it's absolutely true, as JP said, that they are looking towards a future where they need more sources of revenue than just pulling the oil out of the ground.
We're talking to Ben White on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Ben at Economy Ben on Twitter. Ben, let's move to another sport, another one that's dear to your heart. The Washington Commanders here, they've had this their second day after our minicamp, the mandatory minicamp. Everybody is there, Chase Young included. Your thoughts on Chase showing up? And I don't know if you heard his press conference yesterday, but what did you take from it if you did?
I did not get a chance to see it. You know, I just started this new job at The Messenger, which people should check out. Great new news organization where I'm the chief economic correspondent. So much as I would like to watch all the minicamp press conferences, I did not see that, but I'm glad he's there. I hope he's healthy. I hope he's ready to, you know, ball out this year on the defense. What jumped out at you? Give me a quick headline out of the press conference. Anything surprising?
Nothing was really surprising to me, but I think many people took some type of little offense to the fact that he basically was short with the answers. And I guess he's at the point now where I'm here. Why are you still asking me about why I wasn't here?
Yeah, he probably didn't want to talk too much about that and get into details, particularly where contract stuff is concerned. You know, obviously not happy about not having the option picked up. It's kind of having to, you know, sing for his supper this year and earn that next big deal. So it doesn't surprise me that he wouldn't want to talk too much about it. And, you know, he's shown he's a good teammate. He's the biggest, you know, cheerleader for his guys when he's on the sidelines. And I have no problem with the guy if he wants to give short answers to these questions. Frankly, it's not really anybody's business at this point. What we care about is him going out on the field and being the dominant defensive player that he can be. And when he's healthy, is a game disruptor, a game changer. And if he goes out and shows that, nobody's going to worry about short answers in a press conference.
Yeah, exactly. For me, I'm getting excited right now because when they have the first mandatory minicamp is when I start seeing football coming. Although they'll be leaving next week for about 6 weeks, I still get excited at this time. What is it that you're looking for this team this year? You know, I know everyone talks about the different little things, but is it one particular thing you want to see a major jump at?
Yeah, well, obviously the big question is the quarterback spot and whether they have a guy who can be that person and be the quarterback of the future, a question we've asked about this team for essentially the last quarter century, and I don't know what the answer to it is. So that's the biggest open question. And frankly, I want the defense to be way, way better, and it can be, both the D-line and the linebackers and the secondary. You know, my favorite thing about Washington Commanders football is seeing a aggressive, dominant defense, and we've had bits and pieces of that over the years, but it's been a while since we really had one. And I saw, you know, signs of it last year. I really want to see it this year, like getting turnovers, getting field position, giving a short field to a new quarterback, all that kind of stuff is going to be the difference between, you know, a 8-9 season or getting more towards a playoff type of position. They've got to get turnovers. They've got to get a short field, and they got to score off of those things. So I'm just looking for swarming, you know, badass defense.
And I think the thing about it, people look at the defensive linemen that we have, and I believe that they can help the defense. It starts with them. Yeah. But if you also have a secondary that can make the quarterback hold the ball a little longer, those two things work hand in hand. They've been given a lot of praise coming out of minicamps and OTAs with the new secondary, the younger guys out there, you know, and I believe that Emmanuel Forbes has been doing well. The kid from, Illinois, all these guys are starting to play a lot better. And I think if this secondary takes a major step, the defense takes a major step.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what you need, that extra second for Chase and everybody else to get into the backfield and make that play before the quarterback can get the ball out of his hands. That's, you know, really going to be the key. And that means, you know, locking down receivers for a beat or two longer. And then hopefully, you know, the guys you mentioned will be able to do that. But that'll be a huge difference maker to, you know, making the D-line more disruptive and the linebackers more effective at getting sacks.
I constantly hear people talk about what type of year it has to be for Ron Rivera and this, that, and the other. Do you have any thoughts on that, that it needs to be this if he's going to be back or what?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think he's had a fair amount of time now to get this team moving in the right direction. I understand there's an ownership change. There's a lot of upheaval. But, you know, I was a little surprised that he was going to be sticking around this year. I think they got to, you know, make the playoffs, frankly. They don't necessarily have to win a playoff game. That would be great if they did. But they got to get a wild card, you know. And if they have a losing season again under Rivera, I think it's probably time to move on. So, get in the dance. If they win a game, great. If they win more than one, amazing. But I think they got to be a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm back to the economy, and we hadn't talked to you since they reached the debt limit deal.
Yeah,
you know, it seemed like it was going to be some type of deal that we didn't know if it would get there, but they did come through with some compromises. Was this a good deal or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly as I think I talked about on the show a few times, the kind of face-saving deal for all involved. I mean, the good part of it is that we didn't fall. We didn't have a completely unforced error that sent the economy into recession. And there's some, you know, decent spending restraint in there over the long term, but not a game changer in any way. That'll come later when we have to figure out how to deal with entitlements and all the rest of the spending. But it's a good deal because we didn't default and we didn't come real close to default, and we can all move along and live our lives.
We always talk about this debt limit and we're in debt. Who the hell are we in debt to?
Well, I mean, a ton of debt is owned by China. A ton of debt is owned by overseas investors. And then, of course, you know, the American public owns a lot of U.S. debt. So, I mean, you're talking about whatever it is, $30 trillion worth now in outstanding U.S. debt. A lot of that held overseas. China is by far the biggest holder, but a lot of other nations hold a bunch of U.S. debt.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Yeah, and it's not sustainable over the long term.
So
but speaking of money, I should get back to making my money over here.
That's just crazy to me, man. You know, it's like you always hear it. And I'm like, okay, so who do we exactly owe it to? And if they come calling for it, is it a way you pay it or not?
Yeah, I mean,
or is it something that just constantly goes on so they can say, I'm holding this over your head?
Yeah, they do. The Chinese can do that. They could sell off a bunch of U.S. debt to try to punish us, but, you know, they are not likely to do that and mess up the treasury market. And they are good long-term investments and the safest place for people to park their money over the long term. So, you know, this idea that all of a sudden nations are going to start dumping U.S. debt because they're worried about it, I don't think that's going to happen. We're not on a trajectory to, you know, run out of money in the U.S. We're still a big booming economy. So I think we'll be okay, but it's more debt than we should have outstanding.
Well, the one thing that seems to live in the head of my buddy there, J.P. Finley, he's always worried about the recession, and he's saying there's a growing debate.
Yeah.
Are we still headed for a recession, or are things better than we believe?
No, we probably still are. You know, Fed interest rate hikes are eventually going to bite, and they already are in the mortgage market and elsewhere. Probably not a huge, deep one, but almost every time we do this cycle, we get a little recession. So we'll probably get one this time around. But, hey, give my best regards to JP. Sorry to miss him today, but I look forward to chatting with him next week.
Well, he tries to go out there and watch practice a lot, you know.
Yeah, he got to do his job, right?
I think if he's watching practice, he's not going to be attacked by all the ticks that seem to be attacking him. Because he sits in the middle of a field, but the dude refuses to buy tick and flea spray. He just goes out there and just sit there and wait till his mom sends him something. Does that sound like something a 41-year-old man should be doing?
Yeah, it really doesn't. But then again, you know, he likes to live on the edge and live on the wild side. I'm going to talk to you, brother. I got to hop into a meeting, but always great to be with you.
All right, Ben. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Take care.
All right. That's Ben White talking to us here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Ben, as we always say, at Economy Ben. But JP is out there watching practice. But, you know, a lot of the things that Ben comes and he talks about, he gives us a lot of tidbits about the economy, but he is a true fan, and he wants to see this team go out there and produce. And for me, I look at certain little things, okay? The defensive line has already proven to me what they're capable of. I want them to continue that. They build from that and then move on, you know, and I think when I look at the secondary now, they seem to have gone out and addressed it with some damn good talent. We talk so much about all the other positions. We do not talk about the linebacker position a lot. I believe the linebacker position is the question mark when I look at the defense. The cornerbacks and the safeties, they seem to be getting a lot of praise coming out of camp. But when I look at the linebacker core, Okay, Jamin Davis last year stepped up a little bit. Can he do it again? Okay, they just signed a young man from the Seattle Seahawks. Will he be able to continue hitting the ground running? And that's basically what we have when we start looking at the linebacker position. Nobody else with like a name that makes you start to say, oh, yeah, we got this guy to look forward to. But I still think the defensive line can help the linebackers and also the secondary by going out there and being able to cover their guys. Like, we run a lot of zone. We like to play off a lot. Will they have faith in the corners this year where they can get up, bump, and run, play a little tighter, make the quarterback have those tight windows to throw the ball to? You know, you hear Ron talking about how Emmanuel Forbes has been playing against all of the receivers that we have on this crew, guys that can really run routes. If that kid is playing well against these three top receivers here, I think he can play well against anybody. He's skinny, people say. But you know what? Sometimes skinny people, you grab them, they're strong as hell. They know how to play bigger than what they normally are. And I look at the fact of the little film I saw on him, he seems to be able to react, decipher things, and get out of there quickly, where he's not in the pile, not getting hit by a bigger guy. Now we flip it over to the offense, and we get caught up in only discussing the quarterback position. I believe that the scheme is going to help the quarterback. I believe that they have legitimate running back prospects. You know, two that already shown us what they are, and I seem to have this little affinity for Christopher Rodriguez. I think the kid is going to be real, real good. The receiving core, they've shown what they're capable of. And now we start looking at tight end. Logan Thomas coming back being a little healthy. But overall for me, the one thing that I'm concerned more about is the offensive line. I think the offensive line has to take a major, major step forward this year. And I understand that this offense is a quick hit offense, one that seems to help out an offensive line. But they're going to have to be able to block. And when you got the quick hit offense, you got to keep guys' hands down. You know what? When they go to jump, make sure they fall on their face. Slice them up a little bit. Cut them down. Because this thing is about getting people's hands out of it. This is a matchup-oriented offense. And if you can have more of the favorable matchups, you're going to win. You're going to have chances to move the ball up and down the field. And I'm looking forward to that this year. But I want everybody out there, every fan, let's get over fanhood and have expectations. And we voice those expectations. Because I will tell you, when I speak to you on this media thing, I'm not just speaking as a media guy. I'm speaking as a guy that was a player and how I felt when fans held me accountable and said stuff, it made you want to go out there and produce and made you work harder. But if you think everything I do is okay, why do I push myself? You know? And I think that's the mindset. I'm an automatically self-starter. Automatic. But still, there were moments where you fall into that complacency because you're not being pushed and pressured. You can love the same person that you try to push. You can get pissed at somebody you love. We, for some reason, in our fan base, think you got to love everybody all day, every day. I guarantee you there's a time when you're mad at your husband, your wife, your kids, your mama, your daddy, all that. So if you can get mad at them, you can get mad at anybody else. I'm going to take a quick break here. When we get back, JP will come back from practice and let us know what he saw out there. Is it an up day or a down day for Sam Howell? Is it an up day or down day for some other people on the team? I'm looking for the ups. All thumbs up. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I get your breath.
No, dude, I didn't run this time because I was like, all right, you know what? Listen to me. I'll give you my heart rate. I'm calm as a cucumber, baby.
That's never.
I have tremendous news. That really only impacts me, but I'm going to share it with the world. Shout out to the one and only, the legendary Greg Height. I went down and watched the practice. I came back, and there was a bottle of bug spray, tick spray, waiting for me. Appreciate you, Greg. And I think this might be a tent also, but I don't have time to put it out. B, how was Ben? I'm sorry I missed it.
Ben was good. He had to rush to a meeting, though.
Okay. So we could go to Charles Leno, or we can take that whenever we have a moment. I do want to kind of share what I saw while I was down there. You know, everybody's very caught up in Bieniemy yelling at players, and he was certainly doing that.
I'm not caught up in that. Who's caught up in that?
I don't mean it in a good way or a bad way. It's just like of the storylines of minicamp, it's kind of Howell, Chase Young is back, and then there's a new OC in Eric Bieniemy, and people are excited by him. Okay. This is largely what I think is happening. But, B, not exactly a hell of a vibe out there today. It was, I don't want to call it sleepy, but it wasn't too fired up down there. And maybe it's June and it's smoggy and whatever, but
it's the second day of the, well, they've been around each other 3 days now.
Right.
And you get tired of your friends real quick.
Well, Brian, one thing that I think is happening, and we'll see. Remember we talked about Ron has repeatedly said that he might that they might be back for practice on Tuesday? Sure seems like that's happening from a few folks I've talked to. Now,
well, if they finish up sluggish, like you're saying, if you know they sleepy, they're going to be at practice Tuesday. You want to be at practice Tuesday? You want to change up the way you're dealing with stuff right now?
Yeah, I mean, I still definitely think they're getting good work. I saw the play that really stood out to me most was they were in full 11-on-11, and I think we talked about this last week, that there were a few times when Howell, a play would kind of break down, and Howell would kind of get the corner and scramble out. Mm-hmm. And in minicamp, when there's no pads on, and if you see a quarterback running, if you're out here and you watch that, that's a dead play. Don't Don't con yourself into clapping and thinking it was a good play. But today I couldn't help but notice play kind of broke down. Howell tried to get to the corner, and there was a really large, fast human, number 90, Montez Sweat, like right there. And at one point Howell tried to fire off like kind of a back hip, back shoulder pass to the flat, and Tez just knocked it down kind of like almost right into Howell's like face and was jawing him a little bit on as they kind of caught their, you know, they're moving at full speed, kind of slowing down. And that stuff's good for Howell. Like, I mean, you better find that now, what you can and cannot get away with. But, you know, for folks that are wondering, it did seem like what I got to watch that Chase and Montez were pretty damn effective. Which
I can say this too, they don't have on pads, so they can't get cut. So they will be effective in the way that they are today. It's a lot of little things you can look at, but like even when Sam runs and we say he'll be stopped, what if he doesn't get stopped? You know,
true for sure.
Yeah,
I mean that's a great point, B. And the other part is D-line has a big advantage during this kind of work because they know everything's gonna be a pass play.
Yep.
There's no pads, so nobody's able to slow him down. I mean, think about real life. D-linemen, be like you mentioned, they could get cut at any moment. Or there could be like a crackback coming from a wide out or a tight end. You're not seeing any of that. And they don't have the threat of the run or a screen or a draw or any of it. Like, there's nothing to keep them honest. So they can just kind of tee off. But I do think there's, all at the same time, a clear size and athleticism difference when it's Chase Young or James Smith Williams. And I'm not taking a shot at James Smith Williams. He's a quality NFL player. But Chase Young, size and athleticism, there's a reason he was considered one of the greatest prospects when he was drafted. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
I think you see kind of more of the same from Hal, up and down, volatile. I did see a really nice most of all, I might have liked the concept, and you've seen this a ton in Andy Reid offenses where they line McLaurin up on kind of the far right hash, and then they had two wideouts and a tight end on the left side of the line of scrimmage, and the two wideouts kind of ran verts. The tight end ran a opposite corner route, and then Terry McLaurin just comes through wide open space because it's cleared out by the verts and then the tight end taking the other safety the other way. And, I mean, that kind of space with a guy like 17 catching the ball, that's a big gain. I mean, that would be a 25, 30-yard chunk play, and you love seeing that kind of stuff, and you love Sam recognizing to kind of be patient for the clear to happen. I would say that was – certainly the most positive play I saw. I also saw a really nice play. Jared Patterson made a shoestring catch. I mean, the ball was quite low, and not only was he able to make the catch, but he also kind of kept his feet, stayed in stride. But there was plenty of Bieniemy getting, you know,
icy.
Not happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good. Now's the time to do it, you know?
Hey, listen, man. I have never been to a practice where there was no yelling at all. And I don't understand the people, like, the ones that come out with those type of comments. I'm like, have you ever been around sports in your life? I mean, you could have somebody playing a game of badminton. They're going to be having some noise going on. So I don't get that where, oh, I can't believe he's doing that. Where have you been?
Landfill, I believe Montez Sweat is speaking with the media now. I'd like to take that just because there was so much attention thrown Chase Young's way, and Montez is in a pretty similar situation. And let's go to Montez Sweat.
Not yet, but we don't recoup some of the benefits.
you know, both you and Chase are up. I know you guys are close friends. How are you guys kind of approaching that together? Or is this something you guys talk about?
I mean, we motivate each other. I think when one plays at a high level, the other one wants to match that level. So we motivate each other, and we just want to be great.
Do you see that as a help
I mean, it's friendly competition, of course, but it's not a I don't want him to do better or anything like that. I want him to do great, as I know he wants me to do the same.
How does he look to you? I mean, it's been 2 days, but does he look kind of
damn good? He looked damn good.
You look like you take three more. Looked like you were in mid-season form with the knocking the ball down from Sam and then talking to him afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, we was just getting a little amped up. That's all. I mean, the first day I was kind of just feeling it out a little bit. The second day I decided we're going to have a little bit of fun. I'm super excited. I mean, especially a corner like that in the first round is huge. Get some turnovers for us and keep it in-house out of Starkville. So, yeah, I'm real excited.
When you're at your main camp with Chase, John, Duran, just the four of you all together, especially with Chase being healthy for you, for the potential of what the four of you can accomplish on the line?
I mean, we've been together, what, like 3-4 years now. We could talk about potential all day, but we got to go out there and really do what John and Payne are doing, is standing on what they doing. So, yeah. I don't. To be honest with you, I don't think either one of us have really put our best football out there, honestly, and that's why I'm not really worried about any of that. So, yeah.
I appreciate it, Tez.
Yep.
Thank you. I love that, B. We haven't put our best football out there. We got to do what John and Duran did. You know.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Ball out, get paid.
Hell yeah. I think that's all that matters. And the whole thing of it, I can tell that they've been hanging out together because they like the same four-letter word. That's cool. mean, but the whole thing is, like, you know, we as fans, we normally make this thing bigger than what it is. Like, they're going at each other. No, these guys, they pull for each other. You know, they're teammates. They're going to challenge each other. They're going to try to pull for each other. And I think every player understands, at any given time, I can be in a position of the other guy. And that's why a lot of times players don't get involved with discussing other people's business, because they know that it's only a few weeks away from them doing the same thing.
Brian, can I point to a recent development in the sports world that may serve as an example of not commenting on things that could potentially come back your own direction?
Bring it up.
Do you wish Jay Monahan had shut his mouth on his moral outrage over the LIV tour and taking Saudi money when a year later he did the exact same thing?
Well, I think Jay, like he said yesterday, he spoke based off of the facts he had in front of him. You know?
But what I'm saying is, like, of course, if I was a player, I would never comment on another contract situation, because someday I might be in my own.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and but see, the thing
– maybe that was a false equivalency.
But the difference in Jay and a player, that's why I say player, Jay has to keep an entity moving forward. And if it got to the point where the loss – like, I hit my boy Don Wallace. And I said, Don,
sure.
I say, what's your thoughts on this new merger? He said, it beats the alternative. I said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He said, because all the lawsuits and all the different things and the uncertainty, nobody is comfortable. He said, and if you keep thinking about it, if you keep going down that line and you're competing against somebody like that, what if you lose out completely? Nobody knows where they're going. So I think when he saw the fact that jobs could be lost and things of that nature, he had to make a business decision more than a moral decision. And it, like they say, morality in – it's been proven in our country. Everybody's moral intent is going to cost them a lot of money.
Yeah, that's why I just think his specific – you should never, in my mind, bring 9/11 into sports. And they did that a year ago. Now the 9/11 Commission's mad at them. Like, it's just such a bad place to be. Jahan Dotson, Commander's second year wide receiver. I'm telling you, the people that I'm – pretty high on from a fantasy perspective that I'm not sure will go as high as I think maybe they should. Dotson, Logan Thomas, Antonio Gibson. I'm really high on those guys. I think Jahan Dotson is going to be speaking to the press soon. Hopefully we can grab a little bit of that. Dotson has looked good. It'll be really interesting because Bieniemy moves these guys around so much. Mm-hmm. We kind of got used to from a formation standpoint, we got used to Terry on one side, Jahan in the slot, Curtis on the far side, maybe Curtis and Jahan mixing up a little bit. I don't think it's going to be anything close to that this year.
The way that they use Travis Kelce, they're going to use receivers in that same way because their receivers are their strength.
Yep. Play to your strengths, man. Play to your strengths. Speaking of strengths, not a lot of things I'm good at from a kitchen standpoint, from cooking. I am good at grilling. And if there's one thing I know as a father of two, I know exactly what I want to do on Father's Day. I want to chill. I want to watch the U.S. Open. And I want to grill a steak. Now, if you're like me or you want to get the dad in your life a gift that he can enjoy in the same way, check out OmahaSteaks.com. That's right. Omaha Steaks made us a special deal. Type JP in the search bar and order Dad's Favorite Grill Pack today for just $99. And you get 8 free burgers with the order. Packages can include the bacon-wrapped filet mignons or other gourmet grillables like the chicken breast, burgers, the best hot dogs in the world, the 4 delicious caramel apple tartlets. Here's what I can tell you. Father's Day's coming. They don't want a tie. They don't want socks. They're never going to read the book you're thinking about. They want steak. They're going to grill it. They're going to be happy. Check them out at omahasteaks.com. Minimum order required. Check the website for the information. Omaha Steaks is America's butcher.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
6-7, the fan. Some smoke in the air. If it's something that could impact you, be careful out there, people. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I've been outside. It actually seems like it's clearing up out here in Ashburn. Starting to see some blue sky over the ball.
I would advise everybody not to listen to anything you say about this situation.
Hey, I'm telling people if you got an issue, you should be safe. I thought that was quite
but you,
sage
you
advice.
You follow that up with, I don't think it's anything to be worried about.
Here's what I know. Rather than me and Brian argue about the smoke that he claims to not even have seen this morning.
I didn't see any smoke.
Let's hear from Commander's second-year wideout, Jahan Dotson.
In 18 weeks and then possibly making I feel like we have a good chance of making the playoffs this year. Could be a very long season, so just got to take care of yourself.
So how did that change maybe what you did in the offseason?
Last year, as of last year.
Just coming off that with that knowledge, what did you do? Did you do anything differently this offseason?
Yeah, I feel like it was more muscle endurance, training my muscles to go for longer periods of time. Less of, you know, heavy lifting, heavy mass lifting. I feel like I'm heavy enough. I can bear this weight and pretty much just staying at this weight and making sure that I know how to move at this weight, knowing my limits, knowing what I can push myself to.
Cole Turner was talking about how preparing for the combine was kind of a pain last year and interfered. Do you get that same sense? Is it nice to have that behind you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it seemed like there was a different thing every single week, you know, pro days, combines, draft, rookie mini camp, regular mini camp. It was something different all the time, but this time we just got to focus on getting the OTAs, making it happen. I knew what I was in store for, had my first OTAs last year, so I kind of knew what I was walking into. So it helped me have a better head of what I was doing in the offseason.
How was your
Yeah, I mean, every offense has, you know, a bunch of plays, a bunch of formations. It's just different verbiage, different language. Not really. I wouldn't say it's. They're all complex in their own ways. It's just the matter of you putting in the work to learn it and be comfortable with it. No, I didn't notice it at all, to be honest.
Everybody seems talking about how EB's holding you guys accountable. How's
yeah.
Being out there with him the first?
Yeah, it's awesome. Honestly, just to have someone who holds you to such a high standard, to make sure that, you know, he only wants success out of you. That's all he wants to see. He wants to see you succeed at all times. And he knows. I talked to him yesterday. I ran into him yesterday after meetings, and he was like, "You have so much potential, and I'm going to make sure I get it out of you." And that's what you want in someone. I feel like that's kind of how my dad was at a very young age. Like, he saw the potential in me, and he made sure that I worked to get to where I want to be in life and what I want to do. And I see the same things in EB. So you really got to cherish people like that in your life. So I'm super thankful to have him as a coordinator.
I mean, are you conscious of what he might say when you're lining up out there, when you're doing something out there, like, "I better do this because he's going to get on my butt if I don't"?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, just because then that doesn't allow you to play free. You're always thinking in the back of your head, is EB going to yell at me? He's going to yell, like, as you guys can see. So you can't have that in the back of your head. You just got to play free. You make mistakes. Mistakes is part of the game. It's part of life. You're going to make mistakes is whether you're going to correct them or not. And that's what separates the good players versus the great players.
You see the difference in Sam this spring?
Yeah, he's getting more comfortable by the day. Obviously, year two, first year as a starter, you know, it can be a lot of pressure, but I feel like he's handling it very well. And we're just trying to make his job that much easier. It's my job to get open and catch the ball for him. So that's what I'm trying to do. I know that's what we're trying to do in the receiver room. And he's making it happen. He's making throws that a lot of people can't do. So and he's learning the offense just as well as anyone can, as fast as anyone can. So super props to him. And it's going to be a fun season.
A couple more.
John, with the talent on the offensive side of the ball this year, everybody healthy this year, is there going to be explosive as opposed to just kind of managing a game?
Yeah, for sure. We know the capability of the players that we have in our room specifically, but just in the locker room in general. Like, we have an amazing defense. We have tremendous wide receivers, one through probably seven, who can go and make plays. Great running backs, great quarterbacks. Like, we have the weapons. It's about putting it in place and making sure that, you know, we dominate. Honestly, we got to just go out and dominate. We're capable of doing that. We just got to do it out on the field. Not me specifically, just talking to the offense as a whole, making sure that we're always in our playbooks. That's going to be the key thing, making sure we know what we're doing, alignment, assignment, and just know what you're doing on every play. It's going to help us play free and play fast. We're going to be able to execute. Yeah, we have a lot of very crafty screens, and they're not only to backs or receivers, tight ends, anyone's getting them. I feel like that's the special part about it. You truly don't know who's going to be getting a screen at any point in the game. So it's going to be fun to see. We got a lot of guys who can make plays after the catch. So that's going to be really fun.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks.
Yep.
Brian?
Yep.
If I had to guess, when Jahan Dotson talked about it's awesome to have someone that holds you to such a high standard, he only wants success out of you.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess, you smiled and nodded.
Definitely.
Yeah, I just, you know, for me, it's amazing why when someone is trying to push an athlete and get the best out of an athlete, people find negativity in that. And I don't understand that. For the life of me, like, what the hell do you expect the coach to do? Just allow them to go out there and just do whatever the hell they want to do? If I know that someone we drafted or someone we brought in is capable of doing some magnificent things. I am trying to get that out of him on a consistent basis. And I that is, listen, part, and that's part of the reason why I never wanted to coach either, because I know I've been a curse some damn parent or a media person or anybody else out there's going to tell me about how I'm coaching. So I would rather not deal with the BS. But someone trying to help you get to where you want, every player that discusses it says he wants the best out of us. So he's already instilled that in them. And when he does it, they don't see it as yelling. They see it as motivating. You get what I'm saying? But we made it into a narrative and a story, and I think it's about time that BS gets thrown out the window.
Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing is I don't know that it is a story, but, like, asking Jahan Dotson, the
it pops up a lot,
year,
Jay.
Yeah, but, like,
up a lot.
But it could also be just something as simple as, hey, Jahan, what do you think of Eric? What's your relationship like? Because asking the last year's first rounder what he thinks of the new offensive.
But see, that's not the question. The question is always about, they ask specifically about the yelling.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make it into a story. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, we, listen, man, you know how we do this show. We come up, Landfill give us a game sheet. But if stuff pops up, we don't go on the game sheet. We go what the hell is hot at the moment. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you see people walk into a arena, and no matter what the questioning is and whatever is going on, they keep going back to that one little thing. That's the person that can't ask questions without looking at the paper, because they only ask what they wrote down, not what the situation entails. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So I think that's something that people have tried to push, because we heard it come from Shady McCoy. And then we heard Travis Kelce put that to bed. But then they found another way to do it. Now he's at camp, so they're asking again. Let's get over the BS media and let's start doing some good stuff. This team has the opportunity to go out and do some good things this year. We can focus on some of that instead of trying to make a negative before it even becomes a negative.
One thing I always laugh at, B, is people have asked me how I never have notes. Like, I never have notes for interviews or stuff. They're like, what do you do? I was like, man, we're just talking, dude.
Yeah.
We're just talking.
And once you start talking, if you pay attention, believe me, the answer will give you your next question.
Totally, totally. And if not, it doesn't sound very good.
Now,
speaking of talking, we're about to do a whole lot of it with a professional. PFT commenter joins us next, talking Commanders, and I cannot wait to hear PFT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.